Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, all union members. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, all union meetings are now canceled. All union member rights to govern the union have been suspended. Stay away from the union office. Do not attempt to question elected leaders or company managers.
Shut up!
Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay away from the union office. Dues will be extracted from your paycheck, and you will not question where the money is going. Anyone caught discussing a strike, slowdown, sick out, picket, or meeting with union members without permission from elected leaders may be trolled online, mysteriously fired, and their grievances may be lost. Remain calm. Do not fight unfair company policies. Your union rep will be by to explain how you cannot tell the company how to treat you or maintain the best possible working conditions. Anyone caught sharing information from the union, labor law, the contract, or local bylaws without permission of the elected leaders will be humiliated. Remain calm. Do not strike. The number one enemy of progress is questions. Withholding information is more important than knowing the truth. All obedience to elected leaders and management will proceed as normal. No union member may post on Facebook without permission from the union office. Read only the information given by your elected leaders.
Shut up!
Obey all orders without question. The contract we give you will be ratified. Be happy! At last, everything is done for you.
All right, technical difficulties are abound. This is the Transit Workers Radio Show with a little. And I will hide this so I can't hang up. And here we go. Why are we raising dues in a time of crisis? Everyone wants to know. Interestingly, of all the bylaws that we must follow, we always follow this one, to the letter, without fail. So if we're going to follow the bylaw that requires us to pay more for dues, then what about the other bylaws? Well, while we have a few minutes, let's look at Local 308. It starts with the preamble, which is in the bylaws. And it says in that preamble, which is in the beginning, that we, the workers, as workers, create an authority whose seal constitutes a certificate of character, intelligence, and skill, build up an organization where all the working members can participate in the discussion of those practical problems upon the solution of which depends our welfare and prosperity, blah, blah, blah. It says all. Not all are able to do this. So that means that the local must provide opportunities for all the members to participate in these things that are just at the very beginning of the bylaws. But doesn't seem to happen, does it? We don't adhere strictly to that one, but we sure adhere strictly to the bylaws for raising dues of the bylaws. And we have links for all the bylaws in the description. We won't have time to get to 241 today, but look at page 2, the order of business. We usually have these items, but I never see step number 4, initiation of new members. Why isn't that done? Why aren't we initiating the new members? Whatever that means. All right. And the reports of officers. We don't get office. We have various officers that show up, and some have reports, some don't. Reports of the delegates. Never seen that before. And I shall. So, let's talk about the bylaws for, if I type in disparaging, or I could just type in anything, really. We have a bylaw that says members cannot be spoken of disparagingly at the union meetings. I've been in union meetings where even officers have called out the names, called out horrible names of members they didn't like. They put up posters about them that they don't like because they feel they're a threat, calling them very profane names. Let's look at the stewards, okay, section 23. Okay, according to that, the stewards shall be recommended by the executive board, and it must their recommendation must be approved by the majority of the local membership. Where's the stewards? Where's the stewards that we have that have supposed to have an insignia? Section 23, B. Nope. Nowhere to be found. What about the steward classes? Every 3 years, coinciding with the election cycle, stewards shall be required. All right. So every year, it says stewards will be given the opportunity to attend stewards classes. It's not happening. It's not happening. All right. Let's look at the miscellaneous law, chapter section 30, and let's talk about the money of the locals. All the money from initiation fees, monthly dues, and assessments shall become the property of and shall be used for the sole and exclusive benefit of the local and can be expended only by a majority vote of the members. Appeal of another local shall be granted only if endorsed by the international. So here we spend money every week buying tickets and going to banquets for who? For various organizations. Some of our own members have activities that they want to establish for members to participate, and that's nice, but the money must be used for the sole and exclusive benefit of the local. So if we're spending money for tickets and banquets and benefit other unions and other organizations, we're not really following Section 30, Paragraph L, are we? And what else could we look up here? All right. Section 30, Paragraph R. No member shall solicit or ask for assistance or contributions of any kind. Create an organization using in whole or part the local's name, which is not sanctioned or chartered by the local. or so hold any events, including balls, picnics, or amusement ventures of any kind on behalf of the people without vocal consent. Nor shall any member represent the public that he, she represents, or is authorized to speak of on behalf of a local without having proper authorization. So when we are out there doing these events, we have to be very careful. The members approve it, but if it says the membership, that's really not just the people at the meeting. Because according to the preamble, it's all. It's all or nothing. And that's pretty much how it goes. So, the point of this is, when we have one bylaw that we must hold strictly to, then we must hold strictly to all the others, right? But that's not really what we're saying, and we're saying to the international, give us a break, right? That's what we should say. Section 26, the regular meetings of this local shall be held on such dates and in such places as may be ordered by the local from time to time. So we could have meetings anywhere. It's coming into 5 months of no monthly meetings. The members have no idea what is going on with their locals. They're just being told to trust what is going on and don't worry, be happy. Yet, it says in his bylaw, we have to have meetings. We have to. And interestingly, we have had meetings outside of the office season. Invited people from different classifications. Can't we have a regular monthly meeting? Why so long? Now, Section E, subparagraph E, the other of the same Section 26 says you must be fined when you use disrespectful expressions toward the officers or members of the local. So for all the members or the officers that get insulted, especially members, because usually they're the ones being yelled at and made fun of and called names, are those officers paying $5 for each offense? I don't think so. So think about it, everybody. We have to hold our union and make sure that whoever we elect serves us and serves nobody else. I hope you found this interesting and useful in your debates and discussions. Make sure you do the same. Be inspired and be the change. Peace.